American children miss an estimated 51 million hours of school each year because of toothaches. School nurses have been providing hygiene programs and referring kids to dentists for decades, but many low-income children never see one. Now some schools have decided if they can't get their students to the dentist, then they'll bring the dentist to the students. Nancy Solomon has the story from New York.
Most schools in troubled neighborhoods can barely afford textbooks, let alone a dental clinic. So Dr. Victor Badner, who runs a dental program for low-income people in the Bronx, began checking kids' teeth on the cheap. He would visit schools in the neighborhood with a beach chair and a flashlight.
Well, what we did was we actually put the child in the chaise lounge and then tried to scooch down so you could actually look inside their mouths with a flashlight. That worked for a while till my back went out, and then we had to try to figure out a better way to do this once we realized how severe the need was.
So Badner obtained funding for a portable setup that includes a folding dentist chair and a unit that powers the drills, suction tube, and cleaning equipment. In January, he opened a full-service dental clinic in a tiny room in the nurse's office of PS 8, an elementary school with mostly black and Latino kids.
So you're Jermaine. When was the last time you went to see a dentist? Do you remember?
No.
Okay, head up on the pillow, little man. Okay, open up. Stick your tongue out, say, aww. Good job.
Dr. Ella Ong's face is almost entirely covered by a surgical mask and goggles, but she manages to get the kids smiling, relaxed, and wanting to come back for more.
Beautiful smile, but you're not brushing in the back, my little friend.
Today, Ong has 11-year-old Jermaine Falconer in the chair, a boy whose first contact with the dentist was in a hospital emergency room where he had two abscessed teeth pulled. Ong says she sees this every day.
You will see kids with an extremely high level of need. We see kids that will need almost every other tooth to be done.
Nationally, although most low-income children qualify for Medicaid dental care, only 18% of those kids ever visit a dentist in any given year. That's because most states reimburse dentists for Medicaid patients at such a low rate that few are willing to take those cases. And dental care can be low on a list of pressing needs in poor families.
The result of that is that we have a lot of children all across the country that cry themselves asleep every night. I mean, they suffer in pain and infections.
Nevada State Senator Ray Rawson, a dentist, is one of the few politicians in the country trying to get more poor kids' cavities filled and teeth cleaned. He helped create a program that encourages dental school students to work with low-income children.
You know, we went into our first school. It was an at-risk elementary school with 1,100 kids, and we thought we would be there a week. And we were there most of the year. We treated 800 kids that all had serious dental problems.
At PS 8 in the Bronx, one of the keys to the clinic's success is having a dentist who is good with kids.
Okay, this is my electric toothbrush. Kind of like an old ratty car, all right? So it makes this noise. It goes like that, all right? Okay.
The waiting room outside Dr. Ong's tiny clinic is filled with squirming kids and piles of Highlights magazines. Next up is fifth grader Santeris Lipman, who says she used to be afraid of dentists, but not anymore.
When I come here and they check my teeth, they be calm with it. They don't be rough and hurt it.
Santeri says she used to get toothaches from her cavities, and her mother would give her medicine for the pain.
Before, I used to like stay home and miss out of school. Now I could come to school and have it fixed.
And that's exactly the point. With dental problems the number one reason kids miss school, this issue is as much about academics as it is about cavities.
And anybody who's had an abscess knows you can't really do much thinking or sitting in a chair when you are struggling with that kind of pain.
Julia Lear is director of the Center for Health and Healthcare in the Schools at George Washington University. She says she knows schools are being asked to solve a lot of social problems, but she says the public health system and the dental profession are failing to provide services to poor children. That leaves schools to stop kids' teeth from rotting if they're to help them sit still and learn. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Solomon in the Bronx.